KSLN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Jackson says about 160 million people across the U.S. are under some kind of heat warning advisory or alert.
There's the large heat dome out west. There's a trough in the middle. That's what drew Beryl up through the center of the country. And then there's another ridge over the east coast. So the heat wave does continue for much of the area. It was worse this past weekend for many locations on the eastern seaboard, but that has ticked back up a bit. And yeah, expecting heat indices around 105 degrees from the Philadelphia metro down through northern Florida.
Many of the millions left without power when Hurricane Beryl crashed into the Houston area now face days without power and air conditioning as dangerous heat threatens that region. A heat advisory is in effect through Wednesday in parts of Texas. House Speaker Mike Johnson is outlining his vision of U.S. foreign policy in an appearance at the Hudson Institute. Johnson tells reporters that America has a new axis of enemies.
I spoke at a Hudson Institute event yesterday about national security, and we talked about the reality that China and Russia and Iran and North Korea, now Venezuela and Cuba, are all uniting in this new China-led axis.
Meanwhile, NATO leaders are gathering in Washington this week as the military alliance confronts the prospect of the return of NATO skeptic Donald Trump to the White House. The summit kicks off today, and heads of state will work to shore up transatlantic support for Ukraine in its battle against Russia. But for host President Biden, it's just as much about demonstrating he's capable of meeting the grinding demands of the presidency for four more years. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 52 points. This is SRN News. A leading evangelical says America is under judgment.
John MacArthur says the country has abandoned God's law and now it is suffering the consequences. The pastor of California's Grace Community Church tells Breitbart that when a society, quote, turns to sexual immorality, homosexual immorality, and a reprobate mind, God gives them up. He also warned that while Christians should have an interest in politics, they must never forget that Christ is the only real solution for America's ills. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another judge has temporarily halted parts of a non-discrimination rule that would have forced insurers and medical professionals to pay for and perform sex change operations on children. U.S. District Judge Louis Girola sided with Republican attorneys general in 15 states who had argued the language that the rule was based on encompasses biological sex but not so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. A United Nations report says the Taliban's morality police are contributing to a climate of fear and intimidation amongst the Afghan people. We hear more on this story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma, who reports from London.
According to a new UN report, which underlines that edicts and some of the methods used to enforcement disproportionately impacting women and girls constitutes a violation of human rights and fundamental freedoms. The Taliban had set up a ministry for the propagation of virtue and the prevention of vice after seizing power in 2021. The UN mission in Afghanistan goes on. Human rights violations, as well as the unpredictability of enforcement measures, contribute to a climate of fear and intimidation among segments of the population. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.